What's good, everybody? You already know! Back at it again with episode 49 of the Be Strong, Stay Strong podcast. I am your host, Mr. Awesome, aka A1 for short, because I got the sauce. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It is lovely, wonderful to have you. Before we get into it, just make sure you rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Share it with your friends and family and follow me on all social medias. Twitter, Mr. Awesome 824. Instagram, Mr. _ Awesome TV. Yada, yada, yada. Now, I want to get right into the nitty gritty, ladies and gentlemen, because first and foremost, if you can hear anything in the background, I do apologize. I, for some reason, decided to start my laundry, so hopefully the washing machine doesn't make any abrupt more noises in the background. And, you know, I got the windows open, got the patio door open, getting some fresh air in, got the birds chirping, I got some incense burning, just getting, you know, trying to cleanse my environment, really give myself a fresh, clean start. Which is the directly today's topic, which is giving yourself that fresh start. Now, at the time of this recording, it's going to be June 30th, last day of June, and come July tomorrow, which will be the day you all listen to this, will be officially 6 months left in year 2022. And I don't know about you, but for me, the first half of 2022 was a lot of learning curves and a lot of growing pains, and I'm still going through a lot of that stuff now. Honestly, if I go into a review of the first half of the year, it was not good overall. I am performing below my expectations and what I could be. You know, a lot's been going on, and just trying my hardest to do to just cope with it, essentially. But I find myself being more reactive instead of proactive. And when you're always reacting to things, you know, those bad situations already happen, and you're trying to just pick up the pieces and make do with what you got. Whereas being proactive is you build what you know, you use what you have now to prevent further issues, which is, you know, being proactive means. With that being said, if you're in the same situation as me, you know, hey, you're not alone, obviously, and you still got 6 months left of the year, and you can get a lot done in 6 months. If you're not in the same boat as us and you had a terrific first start to the year, keep it up. I am happy for you. I wish you all the best. But this podcast is definitely going to be for those who are struggling and who actually just need a pick me up and just need that reminder. And that's what I'm doing here, not only for you, but mainly for myself. Because, you know, I want better for myself. And if you want better for yourself, you got to be willing to get that. You can't wait on it. You know, we've waited long enough. You know, like I said, it's 6 months already. You know, if you've been waiting for 6 months, it's time to stop waiting. It is time to finally pick yourself up by your bootstrap. If you're a guy, you know, grab your nuts and stuff and just get after it. You know, achieve those goals. Work towards that future that you want for yourself, because it's like planting a seed. People want to reap the fruit of their rewards, you know, but they're not willing to plant that seed and have that, you know, and cultivate that and take care of it and have that patience, you know, to take care of, you know, have that patience for it. But no more, you know. After today, I am going into the second half of 2022 with a clear mind and a fresh start for myself, and, you know, not going to hold anything that in the past over myself again, because, you know, I am my biggest critic, and I beat myself up super harshly a lot for things that, you know, my mistakes and my shortcomings and stuff. But that's not the best, you know, that's not always the best case to do for yourself. You know, positive reinforcement is real. Negative reinforcement, I do feel like it has its place. But you know, it's only temporary in certain situations. You definitely have to stop beating yourself up. You have to forgive yourself for what you've done or what you could have done. And, you know, learn from it. Move on. My YouTube channel is slowly starting to pick up. You know, I definitely could have been more activated with that. But hey, you know, I'm still learning the process. The podcast has been doing all right. But, you know, the views are down, and don't blame you all. I blame myself, because, hey, I got to take responsibility. I'm obviously not putting that type of content out there that you all want to listen to. But don't get me wrong. I still am going to keep it, self-improvement themed, but I'm definitely going to make some changes to the podcast format starting next episode. Next episode, I almost going to consider it like a season two of a sorts. You know, we're going to come with a fresh start. For those of you who don't know, actually, I haven't really promoted it at all, mentioned it, because I'm just kind of working out the logistics and stuff. But I started a brand new Instagram page strictly for the podcast, so that way I will be able to post more content on there, just like maybe short clips and snippets for people on there, so that way they can view it. And you know, if a piece of the clip intrigues them to listen to the full episode, they'll be able to come on over and gain some more knowledge and in-depth conversations and stuff. You know, because you know, marketing is key when it comes to fresh new content, especially for podcasting, YouTubers, all that kind of stuff. You know, you really got to put that work in there, and that's the one thing that I have definitely been lacking on with the podcast is, hey, the consistency's been there. I haven't missed a single episode. You know, you can count that one where I was super sick, but hey, at least I told you all. But yeah, I've been 49 episodes deep, no breaks, and and I'm happy, I'm proud. I know I got that dedication to do that at the very least. However, with that being said, I've been doing that bi-weekly format for a while now, since like February, I believe, and while it is nice, I am going to pull back a little bit, and don't worry. I am going to pull back to once a week episodes, and then that way I can have more time to dedicate to like the YouTube channel, editing and stuff like that, and maybe even try to get the Twitch and stuff up and running. But just because I'm posting less frequently for the podcast does not mean that the content will be less. I'm actually going to increase the quality of the content, create a more of a structured format, so that way you can know what you expect. Talk about more things. I'm still going to keep it self-improvement based, but then just talk about current events and things that are going on, because a lot of people can relate to that kind of stuff. And then talk about things that I'm interested in. You know, I've mentioned it before, but I'm big into like MMA, fighting. I'm big into anime. I could get better at that. Gaming is a big passion of mine. And even wrestling, professional wrestling, like WWE and stuff, and AEW and things like that. I don't think many of you know that, but that's stuff that I'm actually passionate about. And that's a perfect, talking about that kind of stuff is perfect for like a podcasting format, because, hey, you could bring in a slew of different audience members just talking about different things. You know, I can't be the only person who's a gamer, who watches anime, who's into wrestling, who's into MMA and stuff like that, and self-improvement. Like, there's, we're all unique individuals, but we all have a lot more similarities than differences. And I guarantee you, a lot of you all can pull something from it. So yeah, that's really going to be the plans for the podcast, if you're wondering. So when season two comes around, I'm going to, keep it self-improvement, hop right into that topic, and then for the second half, talk about what's going on with me, with the world, stuff like that. I'm not going to get too political or talk about too many decisive opinions, because I don't need y'all trying to cancel me or nothing like that, but I am going to, be honest, as honest as possible and stuff like that, and transparent, and just be real with you all. That way you all feel like you can connect with me more, and I'll connect with you. I'm going to put, and then if you haven't already, subscribe to the YouTube channel, because you're going to start to see more content posted up there more. I posted a video recently called The Top 10 Values for an Awesome Life. That's definitely, with this 6-month journey that I'm going to go on soon, or in a sense been going on for the rest of the year, starting off fresh. And, there's no better way to have a fresh start than with a strong foundation, and the strongest foundations are formed from your values and principles. So if you haven't already, go check out that video. It's on my YouTube channel. I'm going to link it in the description here, and you can follow it, subscribe to me on there, like it, and share it with your friends and stuff. I might even redo the video and just re-edit it a bit, so it could be a little bit more digestible, because it is a long video and I did not realize how long it was. And hey, I want to make it the best quality content I can for you all. But other than that, with this fresh start, it's going to be a big fresh start mentally. Going to hone in on my meditation, hone in on my reading, and just doing what I can to become the best version of myself as possible. I'm really going to, immerse myself in this self-improvement self-improvement stuff and just focusing on myself and nothing else. If whatever I do does not align with my values and vision and principles in life, I'm not going to partake in it. I need to really, especially for these 6 months, I'm going to go in hard, grind hard and tough. I don't know if I'm going to take a vacation by the end of the year. I was trying to work on that with my boys and stuff. But hey, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But we can. There's always time for vacations. But next year, if I work hard, you know, my promise to myself for next year is that, hey, I'm going to take, you know, treat myself more, take more vacations and stuff like that and travel more. But I got to put in the work. And I've been slacking in that for a long time. And if you have, hey, put in that work. Don't let any excuses come about, because a lot of excuses, you know, they have solutions. You know, you didn't achieve your goal of, you know, making X amount of money. Why? Oh, well, you were out there clubbing and stuff on the weekends and stuff. Hey, cut that clubbing out. You can save more money and you'll be, you know, that much closer to your goal. Oh, you didn't achieve your body or your summer body. I know we're in June now. We're officially in the summer now. You know, almost July. You didn't achieve your summer body. Hey, work on it during the wintertime and don't stop. Don't start 2 months before summer to get your summer body. No, start right now. That way you'll have your summer body for next year, you know. I don't know about you all, but, you know, there's still time left. I'm still young. I'm only 22. I'm going to be 23 soon, but I'm going to make sure that my, you know, year 23 was better than my year 24. I mean, 22. And then so on and so forth. I'm going to make sure my year 24 is better than my year 23. So, yeah. If there's, you know, if you consider yourself a selfless person, which is one of my values, this is definitely the time to, you know, really put yourself first. Because I feel like you can't help anybody else if you're not in a good spot. You know, like I said before on this podcast, and I'll say it again, be your own hero. And I'm not saying that to sound selfish and sound self-centered, but it's real. You know, when you're trying to fill everybody else's bowl and yours is consistently getting empty and not filled up them yourself, you can't keep giving to people when you have an empty bowl. You know, and then they're better off, and then look, they're going to pull from other people, and they're going to pull from other people, and then, you know, it ultimately doesn't really hurt to help them. You know, everyone has to learn how to fill their own bowl and, you know, take care of their own responsibilities. And then anybody they encounter in life, whether it's, you know, for a relationship or friendship or stuff, they're adding to their life. They're not taking anything away. You know, surround yourself with people who align with your vision and your values. Surround yourself with people who actually want the best in you for the long term, not the short term. Hey, clubbing and stuff is cool every so often, but if you're out there, you know, if you with people, you know, every weekend and stuff, and the only thing you're looking forward to, you're going to grind and, you know, get through the work week just to club on the weekend and stuff, and then rinse and repeat wondering why you're not progressing in life. Like, this is why. You got to really take a self-assessment and look at to what you're doing. And what you can change and improve in your life. Because a lot of people have more control over their future than they think. A lot of people have that victim mindset, that woe is me mindset, to where, oh, the world's against them and they can't do anything to stop it. But no, that's, you know, 99% of the people out there making that, saying that, is just deluding themselves. They have more control than they think, and they have to act accordingly. They just have to really want it. If they don't want it, like Eric Thomas, one of the best motivational speakers out there in the world, he says, hey, if you want to succeed as much as you want to breathe, that's when you'll be successful. When you give yourself no other option than to succeed or perish, you're gonna find a way to succeed. You're gonna find a way to get that goal. You know, you're gonna find a way to achieve that goal that you've been wanting for a long time. You're gonna find a way to buy that car, your dreams. You're gonna find a way to have that happy relationship, that happy marriage. You're gonna find a way to start that business and have it become successful. You're gonna find a way to, you know, get that summer body. You're gonna find a way to, you know, get a million subscribers. You just have to really be honest with yourself and don't become your own worst enemy, because that's what's real. A lot of us who fall short of our goals, we hold ourselves back and we want to blame the world. No. You know, I saw a Kendrick Lamar quote just a few minutes ago. I used to think it was me versus the world, but it turned out it was actually me versus me. And that's real. I actually get into that the next in another episode. But yeah, don't fall victim to your own negative mindset. It's never gonna get you to where you want to be. If you really want to achieve that goal, you really want to achieve the life that you desire, you gotta put in that work. And now is the time. 6 months. 6 months left of the year. 6 months to focus. 6 months to dedicate to yourself. And I guarantee you, the future you in 6 months will thank you for this. So yeah, make that sacrifice now. I know it's the summertime. Everyone wants to have the hot girl, hot boy summer. But hey, if you're not in that position, hey, summer's gonna come every time. You know, there's always next year. And that's what I'm gonna tell myself now. My hot boy summer is gonna be, I'm trying to make it enjoyable. Don't get me wrong, I'm trying to enjoy as best as I can, but I think now is that I really just sit down and grind hard as I can, attack those goals, and next year I'll make more time for play. Work hard, play hard. With that being said, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Next episode, we're going to see some longer content and more personable content. Like I said, subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't already, if you want to keep the conversation going with self-improvement. And as a reminder, rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Share it with your friends and family. As always, have a nice day. And then I'm going to end off with something new. Something I always tell people, certain people, and something that I've been telling myself now. And then that is, I'm proud of you. I love the person you're becoming. And I'm always going to be there for you. Have a nice day.